informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All I can say is this has bad news written all over it.
There's no way. It says in the intro, it says surprises, prizes.
This is not good. And let's start the show with, let's go, Brandon.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm right here.
Yeah, see,
that's
Brandon's
the best
here.
That I'm right here.
Oh, man.
That's all I was saying is
it was
Brandon's
nice to see
here.
You all. I'm signing off now.
All right. Well, here's why today could really go bad.
Okay.
For the first time in, I couldn't even tell you how long. We are live in the Tan Talk Radio Network studios.
We are.
Which means we're being streamed through their streaming system.
Live and in color.
I don't know why you pointed to a TV screen. But
there's a camera above it. That's the stream.
That is where it is.
Okay. Well, see, I don't know. I want to say probably until Lola sticks her head out and confirms it. I've been on this station longer than anybody here.
Probably.
And I couldn't tell you where anything is here.
This is true.
You know, because we do it from the dungeon. We do it from the pizza shop. We do it from... Drum roll, please. Los Angeles and the Super Bowl.
Wow.
So, unfortunately, because you're not a sheep.
It's true. I'm a pure blood.
You're a whatever.
He's the goat. He's the goat.
Well, he's not the goat. Tom Brady's the goat.
That's not true.
And we're going to talk about that. But we will be broadcasting live Super Bowl week in L.A.
Yes.
And I will have a massive, massive announcement as to who will be, do I say filling in?
Yeah, I mean, subbing.
Like subbing?
Like a substitute.
Well, the difference is, and I love you to death, but if this person is announced next week as filling in Super Bowl week.
Substitute.
She is not a substitute.
Like substitute, that's the word.
This is massive.
It's not replacement, it's substituting.
Well, yeah, because I can't afford her to replace you.
Probably true.
You know, it's kind of weird. I never use these mics. I always use the head mic. You know, all these professional shows use these real mics
this
and
is
stuff.
Great. I feel like I'm like in living color live.
Yeah, well, it's always cooler to be here.
I love it in the studio.
You know, you get to stick your head in and talk to Lola. You can stick it behind the board and talk to those guys. Ed may pop in.
Let me cut a commercial today.
You were supposed to cut this commercial weeks ago.
Well, I'm here now. I've got nothing else to do.
All right. Let's start with the four-letter network.
Okay.
The four-letter network, I happen to have it on earlier this morning.
Yes.
And Brandon, feel free to let's go, okay?
I'm ready.
Anytime you want to see, he's an amateur. He's away from the mic. You need to get closer.
He is.
So these clowns who played in the NFL, some of these guys did play in the NFL.
Okay.
But is saying how some of the voters for MVP will not vote for the obvious and the most deserving MVP.
Because?
Because a lot of people do not like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
You know, the Aaron Rodgers, what he says, how he says it, you know, the vaccination thing, which A, should have absolutely nothing to do with MVP, on the field, performance, whatever.
Okay.
Second, they are saying, or at least this two of these guys, were that it is a clear cut. There is no, Aaron Rodgers is the MVP.
Okay.
Everything Aaron Rodgers has done, where would the Green Bay Packers be without Aaron Rodgers? Let me just say, and anybody who's ever listened to this show, and by the way, we're going to open the phone lines too.
Oh.
I haven't done that. I haven't taken calls.
Does this feel good?
No.
Like last time you did it, was there a payphone? Did you have to go into a booth and like?
One of the reasons. Here's one of the reasons I stopped doing phone calls.
Okay.
So I had Ken Shamrock on.
Okay.
Brandon, remind me that I was talking about whatever I was talking about because I'll forget.
Talking about that.
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So Ken Shamrock is on the air. We go to take phone calls because, again, what do I know? What do I care? Right?
Right.
So I take a call and it was out of Texas. And the kid comes on, he asks Ken Shamrock a question, and then he goes, you know what? My dad could kick your butt.
Hmm. And his dad was?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, I was like, Gracie or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, no,
like,
I mean, just like, whoever.
Well, maybe.
I'm like, maybe we won't take Osmo Bar.
I know some tough guys from Texas. You never know.
That could take Ken Shamrock 20 years ago?
Well, have you seen that video on the Facebook Reels?
You know what I have seen video wise?
No. Although we could come out and break with that once.
Baby Shark.
But it's a video of Masvidal after he knocked out Ben Askren with the flying knee, and the reporter goes, "Hey, why did you do that to my dad?" He goes, "Well, who's your dad?" And he's like, "Ben Askren." He's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, bro."
Right.
He's like, "I'm so sorry." He's like, "Oh, so." Same kind of thing. But going back to the MVP, we were at the Outback Bowl on Saturday. And I'm surprised that you would have to vote for MVP before the final game is over.
Well, that's everywhere.
But why? You have to play out the game before you can announce who has the last winning buzzer beater, last second touchdown. Like, why?
It is ridiculous, but it's always. It's Super Bowl. It's Pro Bowl. It's All-Star games. It's so that they can have it prepared and they can announce it as soon as the game's over. And you're right. And I want to say, and dementia's an awful thing, I vaguely remember that Mike Allstott should have been the MVP in a Pro Bowl. But voting was already done. And so, he didn't score. He didn't do whatever until after the voting went in, which I believe it was Allstott. What do I know? I barely remember the three hot dogs we just had.
I thought Dexter Jackson was a part of a controversy during the Super Bowl MVP.
That has nothing to do with, again, Brandon, see what I have to deal with.
Why?
You know, he knows nothing.
I'm bringing up content.
The thing about Dexter Johnson, or Jackson, who used to do a radio show right here in that particular seat.
I wore his ring.
The controversy wasn't that things happened after the voting stopped. What some people felt, mainly Dwight Smith, you know, he felt he deserved. The problem was... And I stand by this, and I'm friends with both of them. And I know what both of them would do with me, you know, if I went the opposite way. But Dexter's interceptions were early in the game.
Uh-huh.
Dwight's were later in the game.
Sure.
You know, it's one thing to have an interception, and I'm going to make it up, I don't remember, when the score is 21-12, than when it's 62-3.
Yeah, for sure.
So it was a more dominant time for those turnovers. And that's why Dexter got it. And I've done a couple autograph signings with Dex in New Jersey, and he hates it.
Really?
Well, what he hates is the absolute worst Super Bowl to be an MVP is the number 37.
Why?
Do the Roman numerals.
37. XXXV22.
Or II. Right. You know, so if you're the MVP of Super Bowl 10. You sign whoever, I don't even know who it was, Len Dawson, even though it wasn't, Len Dawson, X. But Dexter has to go Dexter Jackson, XXXVII. Takes more time.
Sure.
Nobody uses Roman numerals. That's all. Well, if you show up and you got Roman numerals in your name, people are going to feel fantastic about it. Like yeah. It feels good to have Roman numerals.
Right.
Like
well,
my brother is the third, and it's always pissed me off that I'm just Brandon. He's Isaiah Kelly the third.
Well, hold on a second. There is no "Let's go, Isaiah."
It's true. It's true.
You know, your name is now so famous, and you hear your chant at every game.
And it feels good.
I've been at MMA events. I hear you being chanted.
Yeah.
Let's go, Brandon.
Everywhere I go, I hear "Let's go, Brandon," and I think of you instantly.
I do feel like I get a lot more stuff done now, just knowing I got the whole world cheering me on.
Do you walk into like a grocery store and just, well, I've seen you, so I'm sure you do this. You pound your chest and go, "Brandon's here."
He has done that. I have a video.
I don't usually have to make the announcement. People are always looking like, "Who the hell is that guy? What's going on?"
Yeah, but they don't know you're Brandon until you announce it.
I do have a tank top that says, "Let's go, Brandon."
And the chant does to give it away.
Yeah.
Well, he has it on his phone, and when he walks in, he hits play.
He has it on my phone.
That's a good idea.
It's my phone.
All right, so a bunch of shenanigans going on. We will go out to Las Vegas. I was planning on broadcasting from there today, as it's the annual Consumer Electronics Show.
You love that show.
I do. I love it.
How's Steve doing? You talk to him?
Who?
Steve, your boy from...
No. From Audio Technica.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been a few years. And then with CES being all viral last year.
Yeah.
No, but I was planned. I had everything booked. And then just, you know, with COVID running crazy, with it doesn't upset me, bother me, or concern me as much about the COVID as much as, you know, just people.
Yeah, that's the worst part about people.
Well, like, well, no, the worst part about life is people.
You're right.
Oh,
right.
You guys. Right. People awful. Are my favorite things. I can't.
Well, that's you.
I only like one person, and they're not here.
Well, I can. Well, I mean, Brandon's okay.
No,
you know, I don't mind Brandon, except for I could never go on a trip with Brandon.
Or you would never get there.
Well, that too. I've heard about it. How can somebody drive so slow but get speeding tickets?
It's a skill. I can teach you.
If you drive fast enough in the opposite direction, you actually end up a day early. It's like flying.
Let's go hit our first break of the afternoon, coming to you live from the Tan Talk Radio Network. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll throw out the phone numbers when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
You're invited to the 17th annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym. It's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness. We're just different.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bumper Pool from the University of Arkansas. We just won the Outback Bowl, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark, baby shark.
Yeah.
Mommy shark.
Yeah. Now get that out of your head.
Oh, all our listeners now just turned off. They're like, you know what? There's other options.
All right, so I have a great story to tell.
Okay.
This is where we go to sports story time with Uncle Randy.
We don't have a jingle for that.
We need to.
We need a jingle.
But we've talked about that for years.
Well, I'm here. I'll cut it today.
I don't want you any part of it.
We have a producer.
All right. So for years, You know, I've been on the air since the 80s.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I stand by is it's silly to ask questions at press conferences.
Well, they're the same question because all the media ask the same
question. It's the same question. It's how do you feel you just won the Outback Bowl? How do you feel you just knocked out this guy?
AB, why did you take your shirt off to get a COVID test?
And we're going to talk about that. So I'm at the Outback Bowl with my staff, and Sean says, "Hey, do you know the story that happened at the Jake Paul fight?" Don't say anything. You know, yeah. I want to. So I go, "No, what?" So he says that there was a media person who asked Jake Paul a question. And the question went something like, so your thing is that you give Rolexes. So you gave a Rolex to Tyron Woodley, and he has this belt, you know, it's the people's belt, and it has Rolexes hanging down from it. Is that going to be your thing moving forward? And you know what Jake Paul said to this media guy?
Mm. What did he say?
Thank you. He said, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. Do you want one? So Jake Paul gave a former Tantalk Radio Network employee, Peter Blake, a Rolex. And it's been confirmed.
Sounds like hush money.
He
was digging too deep into like the old, like, let's shake the hand and like take a fall, like take
a dive.
Has
nothing to do with any of that.
Come on. Come on. I saw the conspiracy video.
I'm not saying, I know you've said that, and I don't buy it.
But he was digging questions. He's like, why would you give a Rolex to a guy you're about to go and fight in competition ahead of time? It's a stupid maneuver. Like, it's never been done before. Here's a gift. Oh, by the way, tomorrow you're going to get knocked out, right? And Mama Woodley's celebrating in the ring, and everybody got paid.
And Peter Blake got paid.
He got a Rolex because he did. See, if you ask questions, they pay you off to keep you quiet.
Well, again, he should have said, so how does it feel to win?
That's
the typical question.
No, I think he did a good job with the Rolex.
He did a great job.
Great job.
That's the way to go.
So I now changed my stance. I should have been asking stupid questions for the past 30 years to finally ask a good one and get a Rolex.
Makes you feeling better. You do ask stupid questions.
I don't, because to me it's stupid to ask, how do you feel you just won the Outback Bowl?
Right. Well, they ask the same thing.
I would have rather lose.
If somebody goes out with an ankle injury, how's your ankle? Is your ankle going to be okay by next week? Are you going to see a doctor? Is the doctor going to be a Bucks doctor or someone outside the network?
Why is it going to be Bucks related?
Like AB.
And why does it have to be an ankle?
Because AB, the biggest star on the team, is now out.
Okay. Let me correct you. He's not the biggest star on the team.
Oh, he's the biggest star on the team.
I'm going to do something I haven't done in a long time. 866-826-1340.
I thought you were going to say fire Matt. I was like, it hasn't been that long. It's been done. Like 20 minutes.
I get that
often. It's happened, what, three times?
Yeah, I'm consistent. Like once a year.
It's only happened three times, and the one time I almost killed him. I almost took his car from him to leave him in Miami.
That's true. This is true. I almost got strong-armed.
I almost ate his arm on, what's it called, Alligator Alley as well.
That's just essential nutrition. And we were out of gas. But hard times. Look, AB, the Jets almost beat the reigning Super Bowl champions. And you said last week, any given Sunday, there's no way the Jets could win. They were winning. And then the GOAT.
I was right.
The GOAT came out of nowhere and like just.
The GOAT being Tom Brady.
That guy.
All right, so Brandon, thanks for reminding me, which you didn't. So we'll go back to what we talked about, you know, in the first segment, that this guy on the Four Letter Network continued to say how great Aaron Rodgers is.
Yep.
And he is.
He is.
And how important he is to the Green Bay Packers. And he is. And he said, where would the Green Bay Packers be without Aaron Rodgers?
Lambeau.
You know where they'd be?
Yeah.
The same place the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would be without Tom Brady. In last place.
Ooh, last?
Yeah. Well,
but
no.
But they're all professionals.
The Panthers are still bad, so.
Like us, they're all professionals. Like, anyone can win on any given
Sunday.
See how
he throws that out? Us.
I'm just happy I got in that us.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to us. Us is on this side of the table.
It's a round table. I'm here. I'm part of it.
Just sit in the corner. Be quiet.
There's no corner.
So, what were you saying?
I'm just saying, like, Tom Brady's a GOAT.
He is the GOAT, and whether Aaron Rodgers is the MVP or not.
And whether you like it or not, it's just a giant popularity contest. All these awards, they're all based on fans and what sells tickets and what sells jerseys and merchandise. And it doesn't have nothing to do.
True.
It's not always about the stats.
It's not about the stats. Most valuable player is who is the most valuable player to that team.
And AB in the league. Could be.
AB what?
He could be. I didn't say he is.
He was more valuable at the basketball game Monday night. Did you see him? Yeah, he was at the basketball game on Monday.
King James?
Did you see all the memes?
No.
He's like, you know, walking down the street carrying his two luggages with a sign, you know, need a ride to the airport. You know something else I have a complaint about?
Well, obviously.
Shocking. So two players, and I don't know if you saw this, you know, they got off the COVID list Saturday. They got to the airport. A private plane flew them. It was a really weird route. They finally got there. Why are they getting a police escort to the stadium?
Oh, are they late?
Well, yeah, they got there as the game was starting.
Well, yeah, you got to clear traffic.
Why?
How is she going to get there?
Who are you to get a police escort?
You're third and fourth string players. You got to
They were the first string. Oh,
okay, well, then you need those guys.
I'm not saying he's not needed.
If AB's out for an injury, you got to get your other guys to the field.
He wasn't out with an injury, and these were defensive players. At least know something can about we what we're talking about.
Can we talk about the AB situation?
Sure.
Can we talk about what happened?
Sure.
Like, what did happen? Just an employee-boss disgruntled argument? I mean, it happens every day. If you go to the post office, everywhere you go, there's, like, conflict.
It happens every time I deal with Matt.
but you know, I never got mad and took my shit. Well, I have. I guess I have. But is that all it was? Just the authority figure?
We really don't know. We truly don't know.
Was the injury real? Is the outside doctor credible? Are the MRI that he got real?
Have you seen an MRI?
No.
Okay.
But I didn't see an MRI of Tommy Fury when he said he cracked a rib and called off the Jake Paul fight where media people got paid off Rolexes.
From what I have been told and what we have seen and what we've seen in the press conferences, so AB was taken out of the game. He was on a pitch count, a play count.
Okay.
Whether it was due to the ankle or whatever. But from what I understand, he never went into the tent. He never went to the training staff.
Right.
Okay. He just, from what I've gathered, he just decided that his ankle hurts.
But you know your ankle better than anybody else.
It doesn't matter. You have to go through the protocol of going to the training staff, going to the tent. Then they rule you out. You don't rule yourself out. What I find funny is all the people that, like you, that are conspirators, they said that it's because the Bucks didn't want to give him his $1 million bonus.
Oh, because he needs like one more catch.
Well, it was a little more than that, but yeah, he needed X and X and X.
Right.
So if that's the case, he was trying to put him in the game, not take him out of the game. He's trying to put him back in the game, and AB said no.
So could he still play? Is he still a Buck?
From what I've been told, he has not been released yet.
And the reason for that is?
I'm assuming. I'm not Jason Light. I'm not an attorney. I just play one here on the radio.
Okay.
And I said this from the very beginning. You do to him what John Gruden did to Keyshawn. You just deactivate him. You know, detrimental to the team, so you don't have to pay him. If you release him, I guarantee you this.
The Packers are going to pick him up.
The Packers would pick him up. The Cowboys would pick him up.
The Saints beat him twice this year. The Saints pick him up. They're in trouble.
Well, the problem, the Saints won't be in the playoffs, so it doesn't matter. You know, you want to be on a team that's going to be in the playoffs.
What happened to the Saints?
The Saints will not make it.
No?
I think like six things have to happen. Probably three. But one of those things that's needed is the Rams need to lose to the 49ers.
Okay.
Now, if the Rams lose to the 49ers and the Bucks beat the Panthers, they move up to two.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's all that needs to happen for the Saints, but I'm willing to bet your house and let's go, Brandon, that if they release Antonio Brown, and he clears waivers, because he has to clear waivers, but on the same line, he's going to be a free agent at the end of this year.
Uh-huh.
So what team is going to pick him up for one game? Unless it's to get in the playoffs.
Sure.
Unless it's
the Super Bowl.
If I'm the Green Bay Packers.
You're picking up AB.
If I'm the Dallas Cowboys.
All day.
I'm going to do, and I'm going to say exactly what BA said. I don't give up. Beep what people say. All I care about is winning. All I care about is winning the Super Bowl this year. I won't have him on the team next year. If I can get 2 weeks out of him, if I can get AB to sit down and say, Antonio Brown, you can really shaft the Tampa Bay Buccaneers now.
Wow.
Right? Stay. We're going to throw you six passes from Aaron Rodgers. We're going to beat the Bucs in Lambeau, where we should have done it last year. Do you want to be a part of this? Can you stay sane for 2 weeks?
Wow. Yeah. But do you remember the last time you wagered a house of one of your compounds?
I believe I would have. I'm homeless.
It was for the Alabama versus Georgia game. You missed it by a few weeks.
I missed it by 40-some points.
Well, but you also missed it by a few weeks because that same Georgia Bulldog team went down to Miami last week and put a whooping on your boy, Jimmy Harbaugh.
And who predicted it?
Oh, I did. Well, we did.
We didn't, and you didn't.
Oh.
I get a text from this clown going, you were right again.
I did.
You were right again.
But it was a statement game. Georgia came out. They put it on Michigan. Never gave them a chance to get off the, you know.
And Georgia's favorite.
Monday night. Domination.
Georgia's favorite. Money, I think it's by four.
How many more pay cuts does Harbaugh have to take to stay head coach at Michigan? Or was this enough of a season?
Oh, definitely enough.
So he won the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Nick, and so because he was in the playoff.
Yeah, definitely.
He keeps his job?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a reason that you haven't been fired.
Oh.
There's a reason that Harbaugh hasn't been fired.
Because we have khakis?
You don't fire somebody until you find somebody better.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't been able to find a living body to replace you because that's all it would take.
Now, who wore khakis better, Aaron Rodgers or Jim Harbaugh in the Allstate commercial?
No, Jake did.
Oh, Jake.
Yeah.
Jake's a pro. Jake is by far the greatest khaki
guy. How about when Jake gets the pizza and then that whole gallon of ranch that almost slides off the box?
And the cookie crust?
But he's able to.
Moon goo pie.
Yeah, but I'm saying the way that he's able to like move the pizza box and catch the ranch from falling down.
The original Jake. The original Jake was like a different guy.
Well, of course. So. Do you know how much money those spokespeople make?
A lot.
What's her name? From
made it from Geico.
Yeah, the insurance.
Oh yeah, Flo.
Flo. Is it Flo?
Yeah, it's Flo. Yeah.
Flo's bringing in the.
But she's not the greatest Flo of all time. The greatest Flo of all time was on Mel's Diner. Like, kiss my grits, Mel.
Who was it? Where's the beef?
Oh, that's
who's the Wendy's lady. I know, but what was her name?
Oh, Betty White. Rest in peace.
How about what they're trying to do? I'm going to throw this out real quick, and then we're going to a break. How about the morons in this world? What they are petitioning the world is Betty White had 28 leap years.
Okay.
Wow.
So
they want to make a holiday?
They don't want that day to count. So if you take away those 28 leap years, she'd make 100.
Oh, come on.
That's what they're trying to do.
Really?
Yes. Because the leap date shouldn't matter.
Shout out Sean Harris getting married on leap year.
Yeah.
Only has to buy a gift every 4 years.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Bravo. Bravo.
And I only have to give one every 4 years.
But if they take it away, did they really get married?
Mm. Well, unless they take it away for Betty White.
They got to take it away for everybody.
They got to take it away for everybody.
Yeah, so Sean and Malia have to redo their vows.
We'll see. All right, 866-826-1340. Don't call us. Don't call in with any questions.
Please call.
Don't call and ask Matt a pizza question.
Don't
call in and say, let's go Brandon to Brandon.
I was going to say, just come and cheer me on. That's good.
But you're welcome to talk to Brandon. When we come back, we're going to head out to the Consumer Electronics Show and just kind of get an update on what it's like. You know, they're back. Crowds. Any new items. And probably nothing else. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Son.
Yo-yos, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
So I thought of you the other day. Somebody posted a Funko.
A Funko?
Of Hulk Hogan.
I want to cut the head off that thing. Did you tell Brandon what happened?
When do I tell you, Brandon, what my ex-co-host did? But before we do that, I'm still upset. I'm supposed to be in Las Vegas.
Yes.
I've covered the Consumer Electronics Show 10, 12 years. I can't even tell you. But due to, obviously, the world and things that are going on, we chose not to. But we're still going to get an update.
That's awesome.
We're still going to find out what's going on, since I'm not able to tell you personally.
In person, sure.
Let's go out to Las Vegas. The Consumer Electronics Show spokesperson, Tina Anthony. Tina, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. So, give us the rundown. I know that it just opened. Crowds, decent crowds, cutting back crowds. What's going on?
Yeah, no, the show opened at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and we definitely have people on the show floor. They're checking it out. They're excited. We have over 2,200 exhibitors here. And, we're excited to return home to Vegas and show all this great tech that's out there. We have brands like BMW, Hyundai, LG, Samsung, and they're all great. Samsung did a keynote last night. GM did one today. And we're really excited about all the great innovation that's out there.
You know, one of the things that I've enjoyed covering it each and every year, all those names that you just said are awesome, but it's the names that you don't know. It's the companies that you don't know that come up with stuff like, why didn't I think of that?
Absolutely. So we have over 800 startups from 19 different countries. And let me just say, that is a great place to visit. The energy there, the way you're seeing the new trends that are about to break through, it's fantastic. I encourage everyone to say our startup section.
It may be too early to ask this question, but I'm going to do it anyway. The last person who asked a question like this got a free Rolex. What are some of the new items? What are some of the things that, we won't see in stores and on shelves for a while, but they're available to be seen at the CES?
Now, that's a great question, and not too early at all to ask that. There is a wearable pet collar that is the first one ever to use AI technology, and it can track your pet's health vitals, show you on an app where they are, and that's going to be available summer of 2022, and that's a fantastic one. There's also some really great personalized healthcare. From France, there's a skincare distribution sort of robot where it takes a picture of your face and then it uses essential oils in it to mix a skincare regimen for you. And that's also going to be available this year. And I thought that was so interesting.
Well, you know, my wife this morning, she was telling me that there's a new like process of people ordering groceries and they actually deliver them into your house and stock your fridge for you. But I think if there's ever...
Is that legal?
Well, I don't know if it's legal, but but I believe from the CES a couple years ago, didn't you guys have a demo of a refrigerator that had sensors and when it got to a certain weight, it would automatically reorder and it would arrive at your front door?
Yes. That was Samsung and it was a smart fridge. And it's fantastic. And that's in market now. I know we were looking at a house this spring and they had that fridge in the house.
Oh, wow. I think the CES is so innovative. It's beyond what anybody thinks it is. It's so far beyond that.
One of the things that I think the CES does best is they're in different locations. So it's at the convention center. It's at the Wynn. So when you have to walk from place to place or you have to take the bus, you're burning calories, which enables you to eat more food in Vegas.
And, you know, that's a great point, too, because food tech is actually a really big trend this year we're seeing. We have plant-based proteins. We have vertical farming. We have John Deere here with a fully autonomous tractor that's helping, like, with farming labor shortages. So lots of great food tech and agriculture tech stories, too.
I may have to go in and talk to the owner of the station and maybe get a flight in the morning.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. I mean,
fingers crossed.
It's good to see that Vegas is open. It's great to see as the world's closing down again. It's great that they're able to have this event because it's such a great event.
Tina, how can our listeners, you know, get more information, whether it's, you know, through Twitter, through Facebook? You know, what is best for them to stay up on what's going on in Vegas?
Absolutely. Our Twitter handle is very easy. It's at CES. Same with our Instagram handle. And our CES.tech is our website.
And Tina, so I know one of the big attractions is you guys always bring in top level A-list like music and concerts. Do you have anybody scheduled this year?
Not that we know of right now. We're really focusing on our keynotes right now and everything happening during the day at the show.
I'd love to go on out there. I'm there when it opens. I walk nonstop. I'm dead tired, and you know how I don't sleep well.
Sure.
So I go and I stuff myself at those buffets, and then I pass out, you know, from walking like 16 miles a day. It's absolutely fantastic. Tina, thank you very much for the update. We'll try to get you back on later in the week. And if all things go well, if I'm not able to get on a plane in the morning, I will return next year.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you next year.
Thank you, Tina. That's Tina Anthony, the CES spokesperson that was able to grab a couple minutes and come on. And I want to go so bad.
I have to get one of those fridges. I mean, unbelievable. It weighs the condiment.
And that shows you how selfish you are.
When to reorder.
It's
to give my wife a break so she doesn't have to go grocery shopping.
No. Selfish, man.
I'm charitable.
If you wanted to do something to give your wife a break.
I would move out.
That's for sure. That's definitely true. You would buy one of those washing machines that washes, dries, and folds the clothes.
Oh.
How about that?
That's you got me at that.
Do they have those at the coin laundry places?
Probably not.
Coming soon.
You should start a coin op like that.
Hey, there we go.
Maybe. Here's an idea. Put one of those up in the new tournament da pizza. And, you know, you bring your clothes. While you're waiting, you can have some beverages.
Yeah.
You can have some pizza.
It's not a bad idea.
I know.
But everything's going automated. I mean, sleepatrade.com, you can invest while you sleep. Everything's AI format. I mean, that's the world. Automation.
My grandson tries to eat while he sleeps.
Really?
He's really good at it.
I've done that.
He definitely is really, really good at it. So the CES going on, sort of back. I just kind of got, you know, last time I did some stupid traveling, I ended up with COVID.
Oh, did you really?
Well, the beginning of the NFL season. I flew to, where was it? Nebraska?
Yes.
Omaha, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I flew to Omaha on Wednesday, did the radio show, flew back on Thursday for the Bucks Cowboys, flew back for, and I'm so grateful that I did. I almost backed out, but I said, no, I'm going to go. I went back on Friday. Both of you guys, you and Let's Go Brandon, picked me up at the airport. That's when
Corner. You can call him Blue Corner.
Our military hero came back, and you know, we stood there and did that, which is probably one of my highlight of last year.
Yeah.
Of doing that, you know, to be blatantly honest. And then Saturday we flew to Miami for the Tito Ortiz, Anderson Silva, Evander Holyfield fight. And then I had COVID on Wednesday.
And that night, we actually watched Josh Burns' fight. I believe that's when Mark Coleman was in attendance.
It was.
And Josh Burns just signed and is going to fight for a title in a different federation, no longer BKFC.
Okay.
Then he's fighting for a World Diamond Gazette belt from the Hall of Fame Boxing Commission.
The Diamond Gazette, who?
Gazelle.
Gazelle? It's a gazelle?
Tony Little is endorsing the Diamond Gazelle. It's a bracelet. It's beautiful. You make six easy flex payments on HSN.
Well, I thought he was on QVC.
Is he?
Is he on Home Shopping?
Oh, Home Shopping is local. It's got to be local.
Well, not necessarily.
He does it from his house. He films in front of his fireplace.
He is local.
He's local. He's as local as you get.
Yeah. I used to go watch my kids play high school, and he was there.
Oh, okay.
Sitting on the top row.
Nice.
Well, I could say some jokes, but I won't.
Just say it.
No.
Go.
No, it's all good.
Just go.
It is all good. So what brings you to town, Brandon? We're going to have a press conference. We're going to do some political stuff.
I wish. No,
Let's go, Brandon.
I am in the middle of creating a bright future right now. That's what brought me to town. We are hooking up a GNAT down in Sarasota.
You're in the wrong place, my friend.
Bright future. That is in Florida, and that helps our youngsters go to college.
It's true. That's what brought me down here. But then it's just been wonderful being able to spend time with Matt.
Liar.
No, I love it. Are you kidding me? I've been waiting for this pizza for a while, so I'm excited.
We have too, and you're still not going to get it before you leave.
Shh, don't talk like that. Let's see what happens.
Rumor has it that at the Festivals of Speed on the 23rd of January, we will have a Knockout Radio / Tantalk Radio Network booth that will include the Jeep and the GNAT.
Yes.
So what are you going to allow people to do?
They can hang with me, or they can hang on the GNAT. It's just a bunch of hanging.
I think I'd rather hang myself.
Well, that's an extra charge. But it is available.
So people can come to the Festival of Speeds, and we do have tickets to give away as well.
You can't hang yourself there.
It's going to be an amazing event. Like, you know, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, oh my.
Maserati.
Tigers.
What's so special about a Maserati?
It's just a Ford.
I think it's a Ford. They do look good.
It's like a Ford. I think all the components are Ford, right?
You know, I've always said it's all about the logo.
Yeah.
And this is the only logo that really, you know, this one and Staff Zone, you know, the two important logos. But
well, I'll tell you what. I was telling Brandon, my wife has a Denali.
Let's go who?
A Denali. And I bought the GMC Denali. I had to take it in for a warranty service.
What does that even mean?
I
don't know.
I can't tell you.
Oh, what? But anyway, I took my car in for a warranty repair.
Do shark attack, attack.
They gave me a Buick Enclave, and it's the exact same interior. It's the same car. It's the same steering wheel. It's the same components. But I paid $20,000 more because it has a different name. So tip of the day.
Than a Maserati?
Go buy. The Maserati is just like what? Like a Ford Focus?
I don't think it's a Focus.
So can't you just go buy the Ford Focus and take the label off and
I think so. Scratch it off.
You know, go to the Festival of Speed and take a Maserati thing off and
can Steve.
That was the big day. That was the big thing to do back in the day. You would go and I never did. And I would tell you if I did.
Oh, you broke the Mercedes. You stole the Mercedes emblems.
I've never done that.
So you can make a necklace.
I've never, yeah.
That's what we did in the hood. That's what we do.
That's what I did. I went and I sang rhyme, you know, with my Mercedes emblem.
It's called rapping. And Brandon's
hitting rhyme.
He's like a professional rhymer.
I am. I can rhyme.
Oh, jeez.
Yes.
Break out and rhyme.
I can't rhyme.
You can rhyme.
We've got the time.
Oh, man, this is going downhill fast.
All right, this is Knockout Radio. Pick up the phone and bore Matt at 866-826-1340. If not, we'll have pizza time when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Rock Newman, and when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out here in studio, kind of outside of our comfort zone, but it's a lot of fun to be in here.
I love it in here. I love it. The vibe is so good. The energy is even better.
It's more radio-ish. It's more like we're doing something.
But I do have bad news for you.
Oh, thank God.
I have a petition.
It's your last day?
No. I would like to move out of the studio for the January 19th show, if we could do it, because we just got invited to do the show live from a 42-foot yacht down at the St. Pete Boat Show. Thanks to Craig and Scott from Land and Sea Experts. They invited us to do the show live on the back of a mega yacht.
I'd rather do it across the street from Tantalk Radio Network. Do you see what's across the street?
That's a dinghy, and it seats six.
Hey, dinghy, I'm talking to you.
No, that's the option. You do it up here. Across the street is a dinghy.
No, across the
yacht.
Across the street is an axe-throwing place.
I saw that.
I'd rather do it there.
I thought it was a towing company.
No, it's...
Yeah, you said that.
Every time somebody has a tow truck, they always have an axe. Like, they're like, oh, I'm repossessing your car.
It's to vend them, right.
Right. So I just thought it was...
No, and I think what they do, this is alleged, but allegedly they let you stand in front of the bullseye.
Oh, really? With an apple in my head?
Yeah, it's like the thing that you see on America's Got Talent. So I'm going to attempt to throw at the apple as you stand on the bullseye.
No.
I don't throw with enough
power
to really kill you.
Yeah. Or to get it across the plate. Have you ever thrown...
No, the neighbor's complaining.
Have you ever... he's just here to do laundry. His machine hasn't arrived yet to fold and do it all. are you strong enough to throw... Like, I know you were an athlete your whole life. You played softball competitively on... what's the guy's name? Michael Bolton's team?
I played against Michael Bolton.
But could you throw a ball from the mound to the catcher's mitt, like all the way? Because you see these first pitches, and, you know, and they throw it like sideways, or McGregor threw it up in the stands. have you ever seen, like, how accurate are you, and do you have enough power and accuracy to get the ball all the way to 90 feet?
I honestly don't know. I don't know. I think I could.
We should do a first pitch. We should, like, go and do that. We're in Clearwater.
Well, I think we're banned at Tropicana.
Well, I'm banned at Tropicana.
I'm banned because of my relationship with you.
That's true. But we're in Clearwater, and we're close to
How about
to
that? See, I rip them all the time, but I stood by them. See, that's the type of person I am.
The Phillies are here.
What do you call them? Clutch?
Philly. Kluckemeyer.
Kluckemeyer.
He's just chicken stuff. The Dunedin Toronto Blue Jays. They're located right up the road. The Phillies are here. Brandon and I just met a trainer who trains the baseball
Let's
players.
Go, Brandon.
So we have access to.
Let's go, Brandon.
To trying it out. Let's do it. Then we'll measure the speed. We'll get a radar gun, and we'll see who's got the strongest pitch.
I'm game.
Let's go, Brandon.
Because look, last week you got to see my bowling skill. We went and bowled with the Arkansas Razorbacks and the Penn State Nittany Lions.
As I'm sitting at the Outback Bowl and I'm paying attention and I'm trying to watch the three knuckleheads to my right, I hear the greatest name in the history of sports. This young man on the Arkansas Razorbacks team, his name is Bumper Poole.
Legal name. True story.
Bumper Poole.
And he had a massive hit on the game.
Yeah, he did.
He laid out the quarterback, like number 14.
I think he just got up yesterday.
He's probably still asleep. And it was unbelievable, but what a great young man. I saw him after the
game. Bumper pool.
I was on the field with him. He was signing autographs for the kids. He was just that's exactly what you want college athletics to build, character, athleticism.
Hold on a second.
And champions.
Hold on a second. You want that in the pros as well. And I don't know if you witnessed this.
Unfortunately, you won't make it.
Sunday, after the Jets game, the Jets defensive back who picked off Tom Brady brings the ball over to Brady and asks him to sign it.
Oh, burn.
That's
awesome.
That's not awesome.
It's awesome.
You don't do that.
Why is it any different than when they swap jerseys?
I guess it's like giving a Rolex to your opponent before you knock him out with the right hand.
Well,
I mean, everybody gets gifts this year. Like, here's an autograph for you. Here's a Rolex for you.
All right, speaking of gifts, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Let me tell you why I will never again give Matthew McLaughlin a gift again. Okay? So I started, I've bought some of those Funkos.
Yeah.
You know, I own a couple. I own a Macho Man. I own Freddie Mercury. I just bought some of the Rocky Balboas. So last year, I bought a Motorhead Funko for Steve Linnae. That was his boys, the Motorhead. And I bought Matt a Ronald McDonald.
Because I'm a clown.
Because he's a clown.
It's a respectable profession.
Now listen to what him and his two daughters, my two nieces, and this clown did. Go ahead.
So my daughter saw on TikTok that some of the Lucky Pop head figures, if you cut the head open, there's actually a hidden toy inside the skull.
Oh, no.
So we got a hacksaw. But you know about hacksaws, Brandon. Brandon and I hacksawed a bolt for 4 hours the other day. But what I did, so my two daughters held the doll, and then I severed the head from right above the hairline. We open it to our disappointment. There was nothing inside except air.
I will never buy him a gift again.
But we kept the doll. It's still functional.
Where's the head?
It's attached. It's just not.
It can't be attached.
It's not attached. It's just like placed in place. But you would never know. You walk by, you're like, oh, that's a really nice.
But if you wave it, Ronald, his head's going to fall down.
If you touch it, it'll fall down. But you shouldn't be touching things in my house anyway. You shouldn't even be in my house.
I agree. That's why I thought that refrigerator was stupid to allow people to fill your refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, you really don't want people, delivered people inside your house stocking your fridge, do you?
I don't know. I think it's good. You get to build relationships with people. You know, you get the same guy to come by. It's all about community building. I think that's good. Yeah.
Well, I reported 4.5 million people quit their jobs in November, mostly hospitality. So it's going to be a little difficult to find people to actually stock those fridges.
You'll find somebody. A lot of people were forced out of their jobs. I don't know about quit. They may have quit, but.
Let's go, Brandon.
See, yeah. But I can see that.
Let's go, Brandon.
It was nice doing
this. I'm not being political because I don't even know or care what that means. I'm just excited that Brandon's in the studio with us.
He's a great guy. He's not real good at hacksawing things. Like, that's why I didn't ask him to help with the pop head, because I saw him hacksaw a bolt, and it was the longest 4 hours of my life.
It was a long time, but we got a Dremel instead, the hacksaw.
Have you ever heard of a Dremel? Are you familiar with Dremels?
No.
It's apparently a multi-tool. It comes with like 25 accessory attachments.
Is that the Slamboree? That's on Chicago Fire, by the way.
Okay. And so with this Dremel, it apparently has a disposable like saw blade. So you cut one bolt and then the blade disappears, gone. And then you have to go buy more accessories. So it's a great.
It was a big bolt.
That's a big Shark Tank thing. That's the one thing that they hate when you come in with a product. They're like, no, we want where you have to go get
more accessories and more supplies. Like,
you will have to get more.
If you cut more than one bolt, you have to have more than one blade. But we muscled through it. We made it work. The install went great. Brandon is a master builder.
You know, we've talked for weeks and weeks and months about the UFC and thanking the UFC for fighting through COVID.
Yes.
You know, where all other sports stopped. Every week. And then people, me included, it's like, God, enough already with the UFC. I'm jonesing for it to return.
Yeah.
They've been gone, 2 weeks now? And not only do we not get our guests during the week, but there's no fights on Saturday.
It's true.
Some have been announced. I am scheduled to go to Houston for the Whitaker fight.
Yeah.
Or is it the Izzy fight?
Izzy's the champ. You always use it's Izzy's fight versus a contender.
I can't argue with that.
Because it's his belt, his strap.
I can't argue with that.
Give him the respect. Put respect on his name, Randy.
That's what Usman says all the time. Put respect on his name. Is there respect on Kamaru's name yet?
Not yet, unfortunately.
Why?
Because he has no personality. He needs to be more like AB. He needs to be AB.
This isn't WWE.
He'll end up there.
Usman won't.
No, but AB will.
No,
sure.
He won't.
Oh, all day he will.
I'll tell you what.
They just put Amigos on there. They put three rappers from Atlanta on there.
I saw that.
They put anybody on. They signed me last week.
That's RK Bro. That's who brought out Mike Miller, Mike Maroon, and what's the Miso's names or whatever. You know their names?
No.
AB is going to fight Jake Paul.
Well, it'd be a short fight.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong. And Rolex watches.
Give me a Rolex.
I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And by the way, let's go, Brandon.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.